From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. to deploy jets from Turkey. The U.S. military says it has deployed six F-16 fighter jets to the Incirlik Air Base in Turkey. Turkey agreed to allow the planes onto its soil last month in an effort against Islamic State militants. The U.S. planes were dispatched from Italy along with 300 personnel. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has proposed eliminating the positions of vice president and deputy prime minister as part of a purported effort to reduce corruption and improve government. Mr. Abadi announced the proposal Sunday following weeks of protests against government mismanagement and a lack of services. The plan calls for cutting the offices of Iraq's three vice presidents, which includes Mr. Abadi's predecessor. It would also end party and sectarian quotas for choosing officials. U.S. President Barack Obama is brushing off taunts from Iran and political complaints at home about his Iran nuclear agreement. In an interview aired Sunday on CNN, Mr. Obama dismissed a tweet by Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, which included a depiction of Mr. Obama holding a gun to his own head. The president said, quoting now, "Superpowers don't respond to taunts." Mr. Obama said U.S. political opponents of the accord with Tehran, particularly Republicans, are aligned with hardline opponents of the pact inside Iran. Heavy rain continued Sunday in southeastern China, where the remnants of Typhoon Sudalor moved further inland. The storm has left at least 14 dead. It was downgraded to a tropical storm after hitting China's Fujian and Zhejiang provinces hardest. This is VOA News. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide car bombing in Afghanistan. The Taliban says it was behind Saturday's explosion in Kunduz province, which Afghan officials say killed 29 people. Most of the dead were members of a pro-government militia. Taliban insurgents have killed scores of people in suicide and other bombings in Afghanistan during the last few days. The violence has picked up particularly since the disclosure 2 weeks ago of the death of Mullah Omar. Ayaz Ghul has more.
Afghans are once again pointing fingers at Pakistan, alleging their neighbor is not preventing the Taliban from using its territory for staging the attacks. Pakistani National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz has dismissed those charges, saying there are all kinds of militant factions operating in Afghanistan, making it difficult to ascertain who is behind the bloodshed. Senior Pakistani security officials told VOA Sunday that despite attempts by spoilers and detractors in Afghanistan to hamper improved bilateral cooperation, leaders in both countries remain closely engaged to further the reconciliation process. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
70 anni fa, il 6
Pope Francis called for a global ban on nuclear weapons Sunday, the 70th anniversary of the U.S. dropping of an atomic bomb on Nagasaki. The atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945 has widely been credited with ending World War II, but Pope Francis said, quoting, "With war, we always lose." Four vehicles belonging to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe were set on fire outside a hotel overnight in the rebel-controlled city of Donetsk. Members of the OSCE observer mission to Ukraine said in a tweet Sunday it apparently was an arson attack. No observers were injured. Police in Ferguson, Missouri gathered Sunday to mark the shooting death 1 year ago of 18-year-old shoplifting suspect Michael Brown by a white police officer. Racial violence that followed Brown's death threw the St. Louis suburb into the national spotlight and sparked calls for better treatment of blacks by police. Wastewater from an abandoned gold mine continues to drain into the Colorado River, causing it to turn a mustard yellow color. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the wastewater contaminated with heavy metals is leaking into the river at a rate of more than 2,000 liters per minute. Reuters reports a number of people killed in an attack on the Malian village of Gaberi by suspected Islamic radicals. The attack began Saturday. A shaky peace between Tuareg separatists and the government of Mali has been broken by violence recently. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.